So I'm walking down the street when a man stops me and says, "Hey, yo, sister, you're from the motherland." Because my skin is a shade too dark not to have come from foreign soil. Because this garment on my head screams Africa. Because my body is a beacon calling everyone to come flock to the motherland. I said, "Yeah, I'm Sudanese." Why? Because you got a little bit of flavor in you. I'm just admiring what your mama gave you. Let me tell you something about mama, my mama. She can reduce a man to tattered flesh without so much as blinking. Her words fester beneath the skin of men like you until you can't help but hold the screams in. And the whole time you won't be able to stop cradling her eyes, because my mama is a woman, flawless and formidable in the same step. Woman walks into a war zone and has warriors cowering at her feet. My mama carries all of us in her face, in her body, in her blood, and blood is no good once you let it loose, so she holds us close. When I was 7, my mama cradled bullets in the billows of her robes. That night she came home and taught me how to get gunpowder out of cotton with a bar of soap. Years later, when the sons of soldiers held her at gunpoint and asked her who she was, she said, "I am a woman. I am a daughter of Adam. Who the hell are you?" And the last time we went home, we watched our village burn, soldiers pouring blood from civilian skulls as if they too could turn water into wine. The woman who raised me turned and said, "Don't be scared. I'm your mother. I'm here. I won't let them through." My mama gave me conviction. Women like her cradle countries between their shoulder blades, inherit tired eyes, bruised wrists, and a titanium-plated spine. The daughters of widows wearing the wings of amputees. Now, I'm not saying that dating is a first world problem, but these trifling motherfuckers seem to be the kind who'll quote Rumi, but not know what he sacrificed for war. The kind who'll fawn over Lupita, but turn their racial filters on. The kind who take their politics with a latte when I take mine with tear gas. Every guy I meet wants to be my introduction to the dark side, wants me to open up this obsidian skin and let them read every tearful page. Because what survivor haven't had her struggle made spectacle? Don't talk about the motherland unless you know being African makes waking up an afterthought in this country. Don't talk about my flavor unless you know that my flavor is insurrection. It is rebellion. It is mutiny. It is burden. It is grit. It is compromise. And you don't know compromise until you've rebuilt your home for the third time without bricks, without mortar, without any other option. I turned to that man and said, "My mother and I don't walk the streets alone at home anymore. Because at home, there are no streets to walk anymore."